Let's start. There are so many issues, but we've got to focus in on two, I think, this morning. I want to talk. One is the US economy, and the other, of course, is the US presidential election. Let's begin with the US economy. We've had a stimulus package. We've had a cut in interest rates. What more can be done, do you think, than should be done for the US economy?
The key thing now is to shore up the U.S. dollar. It's been an informal policy of the U.S. government to let the thing fall, thinking that helps exports, which it does, but you pay for it in domestic turmoil. The Fed created too much money, which helped fuel the housing boom, put it on steroids. These things you pay a price for. So shoring up the dollar, the president should announce we're going to have a strong dollar again, work with the G7, get the Fed to soak up some of the excess liquidity. That would go a long ways to getting stability back in the markets.
Do you believe, though, that enough has been done to stave off the worst of a recession in terms of cutting interest rates? Should the Fed cut further?
I think the Fed should ignore interest rates and realize that if it has a stable dollar, interest rates fall on their own. The key thing now on the tax front is not rebates, which we all know is a one-shot, but reduce tax rates permanently so people can plan long-term. Consumer spending's patterns don't change if they don't think there's going to be a real change in their income, and businesses don't invest unless they see a change in the environment.
Let's move to the U.S. presidential election. You are the co-chair of the Giuliani campaign. He didn't get the endorsement of the New York Times.
No surprise.
Are you sad?
He and the Times have been at each other for a long time.
But Hillary Clinton did get that. What are we seeing, do you believe, in U.S. politics at the moment? Is it going to become nasty and bitter?
I think it's going to be a very hard-fought race. One reason why, because there's very real differences between the two parties on national security, domestically, taxes, health care, energy, Social Security, major issues, major differences.
But your man, Giuliani, has made no showing in Iowa, Carolinas, in New Hampshire, in Michigan. What's he waiting for? And if he waits that long, it could be too late.
Well, his whole approach, very high risk, was to bet it all on Florida. And he was quite explicit about it, and so we'll see on Tuesday if it works.
Isn't that a bit offensive to the rest of the country, to those places that had caucuses and primaries, that you're basically saying, I don't need you, I'm going to go against the conventional wisdom that you've got to have a strong out the gate at New Hampshire and Iowa?
Well, I think he recognized that there are 22 states that are going to have a primary on February 5th, a week after Florida, and therefore focus on the big states. And the five states that came before, Florida's got more delegates than all of those put together. So high-risk strategy, but this is what Rudy Giuliani likes to do.
If Giuliani does not win Florida, does he stay in the race?
If he does not win Florida or have a virtual tie in Florida, he's out of the race. I don't see how he can continue.
And if he goes, who are you for then?
Don't know, but I'd predict that John McCain would win the nomination. And against Hillary Clinton, I think he'd win the general election.
Really?
Yeah.
You're that down on Hillary Clinton?
I think you never underestimate the Clintons, but John McCain, like Rudy Giuliani, can appeal to Democrats and independents.
And the rest of the world, you're here at Davos, and everybody must be asking you about this. The rest of the world just watches in awe at the way this slugfest. But I wonder, there is one thing that comes out of this primary process. The candidates really do get tested, don't they?
They do. Unlike, say, Britain, which has a parliamentary system in most European countries, in America we don't know who the leaders are, most voters, until they go through the process. So it's a very rough process, but people want to see, how do you handle the pressure? And if you can't handle it on a campaign trail, you're not going to handle it in the White House.
If you can't handle the cold, don't come to Davos, Steve.
Harry Truman would approve.
All right. The buck stops here. Right. Okay. In that fashion, the buck stops with you. Come to my board with me. That's fine, thank you. Now, where would you like to go? Do you believe the U.S. economy is in a slowdown or in a recession?
The U.S. economy is in a slowdown, and that initial S is a good one because that stands for spring, when the U.S. economy will start to move up again.
A spring slowdown, but not a rabid recession.
Spring, we start to recover.